Hi, I'm Jenna.
And I'm Dawn.
And we are a fitness duo from East Kilbride. We are here to discuss all things fitness, lifestyle and business. Each session, we will discuss different topics with a little insight into our lives. My favourite saying, nothing changes if nothing changes. We are always looking for different ways to make each day fulfilling. We would love to bring you along for the ride. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Jenna.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good this week.
Oh, but last week I was like, meh. Oh, yeah, actually.
I'm great this week. Great. Oh,
good.
Like, more than great. Happy. Coffee in hand. Supplements must be working.
Have you been taking them regularly?
Yes. Magnesium and glycerate. Don't know if I pronounced that right, but whatever that is, the one I was talking about. And my vitamin D3. I've upped that and it is seriously working.
Good. Well, I am actually waiting for my delivery of Forever Living tablets.
Oh,
and I'm a bit low on my woman tablets.
Oh, the woman one.
Like, I've none. I've had to do the last 2 days. Only 2 rather than 4. I feel a wee bit irked. So better watch
irked.
Out.
Funny word.
Irked. So, but apart from that, no, fine. All right.
Well, honestly, I'm feeling really quite happy.
Well, see, vitamins work.
The vitamin D3, like, honestly, massive, massive difference, which I've got a point to chat about later when we get to that. But seriously, guys, get involved with vitamin D3 in your life. It's the tiniest little tablet. It's not a big horse tablet that you're going to, like, gag on. Tiny. Tiny little tablet. There you go.
Is it
due? Speaking of which, I forgot to take this morning. However, I'll take it when I go home.
I was also going to say, I mean, you're a really good mum because you forgot to give
Macaulay. Forgot Macaulay's medicine.
Forgot but you're good.
But I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great. Anyway, we've got our coffee. We've got wee Starbies this morning.
We sure did. Yeah.
My fave.
But what happened when we were leaving Starbies? Watch out, because we're always about. We just saw this idiot cutting the corner.
Uh-huh.
And this idiot was driving a red BMW. And we were like, it's Ailey. So mm-hmm. we started hurling abuse at her.
No,
she started.
Hold on, we? We? No, what Dawn done was, hey, you effing idiot, started giving her the Vicky, is that what you call it? Middle finger the Vicky, I don't know. That's a pure old saying, isn't it? I mean, I was like, bloody hell, Dawn, that's your daughter. No, it's just like starting.
Then you started doing it as well.
I was like, fine, I'm joining in then. We both started Vickying her. Anyway, she was going to Starbucks and all, so, you know, busy businesswoman and all that.
I know, flying around the corner on 2 wheels, or uh-huh. 1 wheel.
Actually, it was 1 wheel.
Also, why is it called a Vicky? Why is it?
Oh, aye, right.
V for Vicky. She just get, well, why would you do it with one finger?
Well, that's a bird.
Well, we know that's a bird.
That's a bird. Vicky bird. Anyway, Ailey got it from Sorry. Both angles.
Yes.
Anyway, we've got our Starbucks and we're all good. What's your coffee order, out of interest?
Mine is an extra hot cappuccino with chocolate.
Which absolutely kills me because I keep seeing these memes of people that work in coffee shops and it's like the worst things I've heard this week. These idiots that ask for a coffee extra hot. They're like, and they say like the water is just the temperature of the water. How can you possibly make it extra hot? Anyway.
You idiot.
Oh, that's not me. I've not worked in a coffee shop.
I know, but it's the milk that you want extra hot.
How do they make it extra hot though?
Well, when we had the coffee machine, you would count an extra 10 seconds on it.
So burnt? You want your milk burnt?
No, you never got it burnt.
You're not meant to have coffee extra
hot,
you know?
You're not, but you're not meant to have it like
I was telling somebody this, don't know who I was talking to, can't remember, but one time I learned this.
No, you forgot.
I was in Delish. You know, her local delicatessen, is that what you call it? And someone told me to get the perfect mix in your coffee. You stir it to the left 19 times and to the right twice.
You told me that about an espresso.
See?
You told me that.
Do you do it though?
Well, I do it, but I have no idea why I do it.
Because I told you to do it.
Yeah, because you told me to do it.
So if I said jump, would you say how high?
Of course.
Yeah. Anyway, fun fact, do you want to know my coffee order?
Well, I did do it.
What
but
it?
On you go.
Do you remember it?
Caramel macchiato. No. Macchiato? Macchiato? With soya milk and this and that and this, extra syrup.
No, mine's very normal. Caramel, skinny caramel macchiato. Don't forget the skinny part. Don't need those
That's
extra calories in the milk.
Me.
No, it's not. It's the perfect blend in Starbucks. See, if you get caramel syrup in other coffees, it's like... But this is the perfect blend. And I'm just going to have a drink right now.
I don't know if I believe you. I'm just good.
Oh, it's just excellent. It's my fave. Favey.
Glad you never slipped out there.
I know. I was very polite. Anyway. So We just got out of the car there and Dawn went, remember we were talking about this? Well, actually, let's rewind you a bit. Dawn was first of all at B&M. She's coming to pick me up. Long story short, my car had a flat tire again. And it's the way back in. So Dawn had to pick me up at the studio, but she went to B&M first to try and get a Weetabix protein drink. Which she couldn't find anywhere.
Thankfully.
Thank God. Because I did not want to be the trial of that.
Yeah, that's what we were going to do. We're going to do a Bush Tucker trial or a Dawn and Jenna trial.
It still made me gag a little bit.
I mean, I was gagging at praying that I wouldn't see it, and I didn't see it, thankfully.
That's the pure bulk.
Yeah, it really. I actually was speaking to Emily about it this morning, and she went, I love a Weetabix, and as you know, I like a Weetabix for my breakfast, not just one, two, but the thought of that blended.
I'm hoping they are discontinued.
And then the other thing we spoke about was a box of, well, I've got Quality Street here, but
what would be your box of choice, though, if you had got to choose any of the boxes? Well, so you've got Quality Street, Rosie's, Heroes, Celebrations.
Right.
Give me them in order.
Put them in order.
First
I would
to last.
Actually, now I kind of like Rosie's. That's what you like, doesn't it? Yes. So it's, I would say Rosie's, Quality Street, Heroes, Celebrations last.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Oh,
yeah, I actually do agree with that. Also, fun fact about that, spend £45 in Morrison's, you're getting a box for £2.
Well, they're £3.50, but I got them last week. They're £3.50 in B&M.
Oh, okay.
I'd already bought them.
That's okay. So anyway, we right now, you can't see, but I have taken video evidence and I'll post that online as well. We've emptied a box of Quality Street on the table here.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to rate them.
Well,
first of all.
We don't. Well, first of all, it was, I started this.
I don't know either.
Because actually I'm fed up. I hate the orange cream and strawberry creams. Weirdo. And there's always hundreds of them left in my box.
Best ever.
Millions of them. So I thought, are these... Well, I would have thought they would have been distributed evenly. Nope. They are absolutely not.
They're in my favour.
They are... Well, some of them have sevens. Some of them have fours. Some of them have 27. But some of them five. So actually, I wonder if you should email Quality Street and say, why is it
What's
not
the
even...
theory behind this?
What is the theory? Why are they not evenly distributed?
Let's do that and make a free box. Anyway, do you know what Dawn picks as our number one Quality Street?
No, well, I'll rate mine 1, 2, 3. You right, do go. 1, 2, 3. So mine is number one is the Caramel Finger, which would used to be the Toffee Deluxe, but that disappeared and they don't do the Toffee Deluxe anymore.
Oh, right. So it literally has changed.
Yeah. They get rid of the Toffee Deluxe.
But it's the same thing, is it not?
No. That was the brown paper, the Toffee Deluxe.
So it was just a toffee?
Mm-hmm. Well, toffee with chocolate, but not
it's
in
equally
the...
as bad as a toffee
So
finger.
I would be a chocolate finger, then
what
a fudge.
What a horrible word.
It is.
Who means it that? A chocolate finger?
I was just trying to ignore it and just
Jesus
think you were going to get over that.
Chocolate finger? That's horrific.
Give you the book.
It literally would.
So chocolate finger, then the fudge, which is the pink one, and then the coconut... blue wrapping.
So obviously that is the complete and utter opposite of me. I would absolutely be the orange cream, which there is 20 million of in this box. Amazing.
Maybe tell
then
you
a strawberry cream, although I'm not fussy on which one places first. I'll take either. And then at an absolute push, the little triangle, which there's only four of. Triangle noisette or something. But see, to be honest, the rest could just go in the bin as far as I'm concerned.
So we have decided that we can share
a box of
Quality Street. And if MDLs would like to share one because...
we need someone to take up on the coin, the toffee coin.
Toffee penny.
What's the point in them? What is the point in them? Do you think they just made them because they felt sorry for
well,
all the toffee?
Well, maybe for people who don't like chocolate, but then why would you buy a box of chocolates if you didn't like chocolate?
I mean, the coconut one, what the heck's wrong with you? The little square... piece of chocolate, pointless.
Only four of again.
The what's that thing called?
The big purple one.
The big purple. Well, it's not big anymore.
No,
that's reduced massively. Uh-huh. You're lucky if that's the size of my thumb.
And then what is that? Is that
that's just a caramel? Is it not?
Is it caramel or is it coffee? No, is it just
no. It's like the gold wrapper. I think it's just got caramel in it. So yeah, I would take that if there was something left. I would take that. However, if you want to be our friend and you're quite happy to take us up on the caramel, the purple one, and the toffee penny, then. Fine, you can be my friend.
And also, we want you to rate what you'd have in boxes of chocolates. Would you?
Yes.
Are you the same as us? As in Rosie's, Quality Street.
Heroes.
Heroes, and then...
Celebrations.
And Heroes, it's got to be a crunchy. I love a crunchy
Hero. Oh, I actually like a crunchy Hero, but I would never have a crunchy bar. Would you?
No, not really.
There's too much of that yellow, orangey stuff.
Honeycomb.
There's too much of that in a bar. The ratio is not good. But in the crunchy Heroes, the ratio is great. because it's like dip, dip, oh, wee crunch, you know?
And it's probably about 100 calories in one of those sweets.
Do you like the cream egg one out of Heroes though?
Nah.
Get rid. What are we doing having cream eggs at Christmas?
Well, they'll be in the shop come January. What else is in them?
A whisper. 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 A whisper. And I don't know anymore. It's just a bit of chocolate.
A dairy fudge, milk. I was going to say.
There is a fudge.
Actually, a dairy milk. But so
that's
it's
what I mean, so
dairy milk's actually okay.
And a
okay.
fudge. Although, do you like a fudge?
A finger of fudge.
No, I don't like that either.
Do you not?
I wouldn't choose fudge.
That's only about 100 calories or something like that. That's quite a good snack.
I'd rather not.
Would you not? Okay.
I'd just keep the calories.
You're so aggressive. I'd rather not.
But no, fudge would not be on my list. But apparently, Quality Street fudge is better than the one called fudge.
All right.
So.
Anyway, let's move on. What have you been up to?
Since last week, quite a lot.
Yeah.
It's been busy.
You did say you had a busy November.
So, obviously I can't remember. I need to look at my calendar. Hold on.
That's what I did as well. Hey, that's Jenna. That's not perimenopausal.
Oh, it's my birthday.
Oh, what was your birthday this time last week?
I know. It was this time last week. It's my birthday. So that was nice. What did I do?
Toenails, we went and got your toenails
done.
Oh,
let's talk about that.
How?
We had a nice wee coffee in the Laupenstein.
Yeah.
Well.
Let's move on.
Well, so first of all, Don's gone fell apart. I can't not touch on that. She put some butter on and it all crumbled into like soup.
So very quickly.
Scone soup.
Scone soup. So the next thing is in a scone, what would you have? Treacle, fruit, cheese or plain?
I mean.
Very quickly.
The only one I would have is a fruit scone.
No, you've got to have a treacle. If there's ever a treacle scone there, you've got to take a treacle scone.
It smelled nice, but...
Oh, treacle scones are the best.
Was it the best?
Rate that. Well, one half was, and the other half dotted together.
Treacle soup, it was pretty bad. Anyway, then we got our toes done, which was lovely. And...
did you hear that?
It's all these chocolates. However, Dawn let me get black toes, and honest to God, every time I look at them, I get a fright.
You wanted your
I
black
did,
toes.
But you should have said what you're thinking, Jenna.
Like we have, I see my big toe, I've got a slight bruise. Oh. I don't think it's from my fall. I think it's maybe from them prodding about my toe.
Chink. How weird.
What did or maybe it might be from my fall, I don't know. Who knows?
Anyway, it came out, what did I get? On my birthday.
I know, but you are a bit of a dafty because why did you park there?
Because just parking space.
But you never put any money in the thing.
Well, you're allowed an hour.
We were there for two.
I know.
So... Of course you're going to get a car parking ticket.
About 50 quid for down the village. We're not in Glasgow. Anyway, the wee man is there and I was bloody raging. So I went up to him, didn't I? Mm-hmm. And he just laughed at me, to be honest. I was like, it's my birthday. He don't care. Anyway, I'm fighting it. I keep emailing them back and forth. Because I'm like, where is that? So wait a minute, let's just quickly touch this.
Even though you were in the wrong, you're still going to fight it.
They don't know what's in the wrong. Okay. So I'm still going to fight it. 50 quid. Well, actually it's £100. But if you pay it within 14 days, it's 50 quid. We're approaching... I've got 1 week to go. So I either need to decide if I'm fighting it or just bloody bite the bullet and pay it. However, I said, where's the evidence that I was over? Apart from the evidence being in my brain. But they don't have any. They're just like, oh, well, he just said you were... So I'm getting done for and being 9 minutes over actually is the correct time.
So he must have been round then. He must have been round first of all.
But do you know what they don't do?
What?
Take pictures or have any evidence. So there is no evidence that I'm over. They're just like, we don't take picture evidence. I'm like, well, how do you know I was over? And they're like, well, he just says it. And I just said, I don't. I wasn't.
I just often think, why would you ever at school say, I'm going to be a car parking attendant? That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to fight with everybody, hate mm-hmm. everybody, all mm-hmm. that sort of mm-hmm. stuff. Have no pals.
Well, nobody likes this guy because I put it on my socials and then the amount of people that commented.
It must be his beat.
He's a wee D-I-C-K was the word. And so anyway, talking about dicks.
You just said.
Macaulay's Willie.
I can't even believe you're saying this either.
I know. Well, we all just had a wee laugh, didn't we? Macaulay had some wee man problems. To the point that he needed to go to hospital and we thought he was going to get it chopped off. Anyway, I can report Macaulay's Willie is intact. There is no chopping of the Willie. And we've got antibiotics. He had a Willie problem Friday night of all the nights, studio night out. Ended up at the GP. GP was like, nope, you need to go straight to Sick Kids Hospital. And I'm like, sorry, what?
You don't have time for this?
I've got a night out. Anyway, all the drama. Jamie took him. They got home about 10:30, whilst I was on my night out. And all was well. Antibiotics and his wee man is not sick anymore. Good man as well. So that was my Friday. I've kind of jumped a wee bit here, haven't I? I went from birthday to parking tickets to night out. Natty, to be fair, that's all I had on. That is, isn't it?
That was Tuesday to Friday.
Tuesday, Friday. Saturday, we woke up to a snowmageddon, didn't we? Mm-hmm. And had to cancel the studio. And then Sunday...
Well, the studio was cancelled because it was a night out.
It was flooded, wasn't it? Sunday morning. All the water in the studio. What the heck? From the snow. So that was our my busy week. How was your week?
Well, actually, I think since last time I went to see Anne Juliet again, did I not tell
you? You did. Yes, that was the Saturday.
Which was absolutely fantastic. Brilliant. However, the only problem was I always drive to the park and ride at Ingleston and bloody Scotland were playing rugby. Oh. Never knew that.
Mobbed.
There is a thousand spaces in there to park and there was none. Mm. There was cars everywhere.
What'd you
and
do?
I was actually like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do here? So then I was probably Camley, but not Camley. Actually, it wasn't Camley. Emily was like, she's off her head. I was like, what is the next stop? Thinking I'll be able to go and park at the next stop. One? But nah, that takes you to some place. It's a Premier Inn and there was no spaces there. There's actually no car parking spaces.
Tell me about it. What's this parking situation?
So then I had to do the worst thing ever and drive actually into the city centre of Edinburgh. It was either that or go home. And I was like, well, so I had to drive straight into the city centre.
So what did you do?
And we then got parked at 2:20 and quite likely ran. I know.
That's a pain. And I bet you it cost you about £15 million.
I thought I might have been more for
that. That's okay.
Yeah, I did think I was going to be more. So that was it. And Anne Juliet was absolutely, a second time round, just really, really good.
And because you were sober.
And sober this time. And yeah,
I watched it again.
And I was going to say, night out as well with you and the studio, which was brilliant. Redhurst, absolutely fantastic.
The amount of people who just like, best one yet. Yeah. And I mean, we've been doing these nights out for years, haven't we? But the Redhurst was excellent. The food was excellent. The entertainment was excellent. It was just all round a great night, wasn't it?
The organisation was excellent.
And we
joined
saying,
it with KC Community Choir and they were great. Everybody just, the dance floor was full the whole time.
It was honestly just such a buzz. And I was really watching what I was drinking because I knew Macaulay's in hospital just in case. So I only had like a couple of Proseccos and a cocktail, but honestly I had the best night. Just so good from the start to finish, wasn't it?
It was really, really good.
And after all, we done all that, that's the last one we're doing. Now I'm like, we'll book the next
I get year. Home and then I'm like, emailing them. Actually, she's not me. Even my back, I need to chase her
up
for that.
I booked Natalie.
And the big question, drum roll, you forgot about this.
What?
What did we go and see on Saturday night?
Wicked.
Okay, you won't get the park.
I'm trying to think of the high note. Not even going to bother.
Don't bother.
But, we sung on Friday night. I was telling Jamie this last night.
Oh my God, so
what
we did.
What song was that?
Summer Lovin'.
Uh-huh. We were excellent at it.
Yeah,
well,
so
that was
we did.
My audition for the choir, but Kate's still not actually sent my invite, so I'm hoping it's got lost in the post.
Just as well, everybody's invited, everybody's welcome.
Whether you can sing or not, although I can sing.
Yeah.
So after Friday, I've decided I can actually sing.
Okay, so you join us on a Thursday morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
First, can I get a solo?
But it was so good, wasn't it?
Wicked was bloody brilliant. And well, I found out it was 3 hours long and I nearly had a heart attack when I got in your car.
I know.
So I thought, I can't sit in the cinema for 3 hours. Anyway, turns out I can. It was excellent. Loved it from start to finish. Didn't love Ariana Grande at the start, said this. I just don't know what I was thinking. She is not doing Glinda justice here. Mm-hmm. And then it got to popular and I was like, nah, she's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, she played it very well. She kind of made it her own.
Yeah, they both made it their own. Both of them made the part their own. And I'm usually more a Glinda person.
Yeah.
But I just thought Elphaba was just, I thought she played that part so, so well.
So well.
Really good.
Yeah.
I thought all the principals were brilliant. Mm-hmm. And Fiero, he was very handsome very good as well.
Yeah, he was actually such a good dancer.
Mm-hmm.
When you actually watched him.
He was in Bridgerton.
Yes, he's in Bridgerton. So he was still filming Bridgerton whilst he was learning the Wicked part. He learned all the routines in his trailer filming Bridgerton. I mean, that's amazing. And also, I didn't realise how many like dancers I knew that were in Wicked.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just hadn't really read much about it. Obviously, now I got down a rabbit hole of reading all about it. But there's quite a lot of dancers that have either been adjudicators or at comps and stuff that I've been at that were actually in it. And we were on the lookout for them, weren't we? I've seen a couple.
And Karen from Strictly.
She was in it. Did you see her?
I'm sure I saw her hat at one point. Jason Gilkerson, he's a brilliant choreographer. He's Strictly as well.
Yes.
And then we knew a girl, Steph Parry, who's played the part of Mamma Mia. And she was in it as well. And do you know what I mean? It wasn't until I went onto your Instagram.
Yeah.
I actually was watching it going, where are they all these?
And I'm so glad we actually went the day after it came out. Because we were right in the midst of all the hype of it.
I'm going back next week to see it. And then we should actually, we had that group chat to go on the 15th. I know. We should go back
and
again.
I'm going to need to go with Jamie because he's now
raging.
Because he loves Wicked. We first went to see Wicked in Edinburgh at prime time when Jamie was having his mental breakdown, number one. Uh-huh. So that was great. So he got a severe panic attack at that bit. We had to leave the theatre because I actually thought he's about to have a heart attack and die. So he ruined it for the first time for me. So we went back and seen it again quite recently, actually. Has it just been? Yeah, we were in Edinburgh, I want to say, this year.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm not sure.
And it was just amazing.
It's so good.
And then the film is just also amazing.
Emily said to me, she went, I love it. She says, it's probably one of my favourite ones because it was probably the first musical. I was going to look at those photos to show you. The first musical that the girls went to see, and she had on a pink dress and we bought a witch's hat.
Ailey had on a black dress and a witch's hat on.
Just like your feet.
That is the two of them. Glinda and Elphaba.
Also, when we used to travel down to Portpatrick, we would start our journey, press play, and we listen to the
soundtrack.
Whole time.
Love that.
And we would get to Ciarán Ryan, and that would be when it would be finished. So you only had 20 minutes. But also, I always say this in Broadway Boogie as well, when we're doing it, I was Glinda, Ailey was Elphaba, Peter was Fiero, and Emily was Nessa Rose.
Love
that, or Madame Horrible, that had one song, give or two. Now look at her.
I know. That's so funny, isn't it? And remember one of my first ever cabaret shows I put on?
That's right.
And
oh
you
were
done
gosh,
popular with Ailey, and that was so funny.
I know, it was horrific, actually. I thought of that.
You would never do it now, would you?
Never.
You did it back then. I didn't think twice about it. But yeah, guys, go see Wicked. I'm 100% go back to see it.
Right. Also, being prepared.
Wait
what
a minute.
You? Oh, sorry. Don't point your finger at me. I'm missing.
The row in front. Can we quickly discuss that?
Oh, morons. Beyond morons.
Front and back, actually.
Well, actually.
First of all, who brings the noisiest snacks you can find to the cinema?
Right. Well, first of all, we decided that it was £19 to go to East Kilbride to see it. And £8.
At Hamilton for you.
Maybe that's the reason.
Now we know why.
Honestly, it was a mum and two kids. The mum
Robin.
Came in late.
There's wee Robin.
Oh, so it is. Hi.
Hi, Peter. That's because we're talking about Wicked and the part. And then he's just been like, hi. Has he come down to play the part?
He's going to start singing in a minute.
There's a mic in here. There's no drum kit, though.
It was a mum. She came in late. And she actually, I was watching. I was trying to not watch. But she would tell the one child to go and get her something.
Yep.
And they would do it. Then she would tell the other child. Then they had a bag of stuff.
Yep.
The mess, I cannot believe.
No, Dawn, it was
disgusting.
Utterly appalling.
They weren't there to see the show.
No.
They weren't there. They had no clue what
animals.
Was going on. They
absolute
were animals.
Animals. Like, no joke, guys. They had an Asda bag, which was obviously left. There was popcorn on the floor. There was crisps on the floor. There was an open bottle of Oasis juice drink.
Red Bull.
Open on the seat. It was all spilled all over the seat, wasn't it?
Oh.
Like, they've obviously got up and just chucked it. And the seat was soaking. Red Bull cans, cupcakes, stuff was mashed into the seat and the floor.
I've never seen anything like it.
I've never seen anything like it. And then not even that. We're walking down the bottom and we've seen another row pretty much the same. At what point is that acceptable?
It's not.
Would you allow your kids to leave that mess and walk out somewhere? Never. We took every bit of our rubbish.
We did. There was a bin outside.
Lift it and put it in the bin. Although I've got to say the bins were also overflowing.
Yeah, but even that you would place it at the side of it or something. It was disgusting.
Somebody's got to tidy that up.
That really was
vile.
Disgusting.
Absolutely vile.
Anyway. So I think if we're going the 15th, we're not going back to Hamilton.
No,
I quite fancy going to the Everyman Everyman?
Can't remember.
Or the one at the Grosvenor.
Mm-hmm. Let's go posh.
We are posh.
I know. Why? What were we thinking?
Why were we doing it cheap? Then it bloody snowed.
Learned a lesson, haven't we?
Yeah.
Right, okay, go. What are we going to hit me with?
I was going to say, what are you watching?
Oh, nobody wants this.
You told me.
Netflix. Oh my God, please watch it. It is excellent. It's that, is it Kristen Bell or Kristen Bell? Can't remember. Her from
Netflix, should you say?
Yes, get it on Netflix. Christ, what's the name of that film now? I really like it as well. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. She says that. Do you know what I'm talking about? She's in it with, I cannot remember MD's name right now.
Nope.
Also, Jen Scott Photographer has just sent me Macaulay's Christmas. Macaulay and Lyle's Christmas shoot. Oh, yeah, I've done that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Went on a Christmas photo shoot. Oh, my God, they're cute. I'll show you them after. What the hell is that film called? Forgetting Sarah Marshall. She is Sarah Marshall.
Forget!
Lol. She's Sarah Marshall. Nobody Wants This, I think it's called. It's excellent. Do you know what it's about? Two podcasters.
Oh, that's...
And she finds love with a rabbi in that, and it's just brilliant.
Oh, gosh.
I know. No, you need to watch it. Please watch it.
Right, well,
add that. What are you watching?
Watching Celebrity, obviously.
I know.
I always kind of watch it. I always feel like we'll run up to Christmas. Yeah,
no,
The Jungle.
I've not watched it. Is it any good? Heard Talisa get put out?
No, she never. Oh. She was still in it last night.
Was she?
Uh-huh.
Is that a lie?
Yeah.
Espy Robbins wanting in on us, by the way, look.
He's who's going to be there the whole time.
Orange. Look how orange he is.
Take a picture if you can.
No,
it's actually been quite good. Has although it? The wee guy, Dean McCulloch, I think his name is, for the Radio 1 presenter's getting a pain in the backside. It's all about him.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, he's getting chosen for every trial.
Oh,
and
that gets annoying,
it's getting
it?
A wee bit annoying.
Why are the producers not like changing it up?
But also, Emily and I started watching, I don't know how you say this, The Day of the Jackal. Sky Atlantic.
What is it? What's it about?
Eddie Redmayne. Is that him?
I had no idea who that is either.
So there's loads of people that you'll know. See who played, oh my God, I was going to say Miss Hooley. It's not Miss Hooley. In Matilda. Miss Honey.
Miss Honey.
From the film. One, right. She's in it. Plus there's a load of ones that get in. It's about an assassin.
All right. Is it quite good?
Yeah. It's actually
Sky
totally
Atlantic.
Different.
Right,
Sky Atlantic thriller. And yeah, he's absolutely living a double life.
Well, that's very different from Nobody Wants This. Nobody Wants This is a proper like feel good 10 episodes, and then we were like desperate to watch each night, right? And Jamie was absolutely pushed on Saturday.
Oh my
and
God,
I
was
desperate,
so drunk.
I was desperate to watch it. Obviously I couldn't because he was out and he would have killed me for watching it. Anyway, we watched it on Sunday and then Monday we finished it and I was absolutely gutted that it was finished, but it did say next season is in production. September 2025.
Hmm.
I could be dead then.
You could be. Hope you know.
I was raging about that. Anyway, yeah, watch it. It's so good.
I've got it down here.
Nobody wants this.
Right, good.
Really good.
Yeah, Jamie was hungover. Saw him on your Instagram.
Amazing company photo.
And I cannot believe he made that. And also, he did his hoodie up as well.
Yep.
That tells
Santa
you everything,
hat on,
you know.
Hoodie up, photo shoot. What else did we do? I made him go out for breakfast after. Went to Delish. That's him and Macaulay's thing now. They go to Delish every Sunday for breakfast. And then I've been taking Lyle to gymnastics at the studio. So Macaulay, that's what he says. It's Sunday. We go to Delish for breakfast. I'm like, oh, I've kind of created a monster here, haven't I? He just thinks that's his thing. So it was more lunch on Sunday just because we had the photo shoot. But we dressed Rodney up. Marie Claire had given us this little like jacket thing for him because it wouldn't fit Ted. Oh my God, the funniest.
So funny.
Rodney looked so sad, but it made such a good picture. So I'll show you them when we finish
good.
Here.
Also, last one I spoke about, obviously the weather's a bit warmer this week.
Yeah.
But I did say I was going to get a windscreen protector.
Did you get one?
I got two.
Wait.
So we have both got birthdays this weekend.
So
it's Macaulay's birthday and Ailey's birthday.
Friday, Ailey
and I thought I'm buying that for her birthday. So I got her that. I got her windscreen, windscreen wash. I also got a de-icer and a mist
right. But by the way, she bloody needs it because she won't get it for herself.
No.
What she'll do is she'll let her car freeze over and then moan about it.
Yeah. So, and she's up every morning and away early at half
so
five or whatever. So
life.
She does need it. So she does think it's the ick, but it was worth it. I asked her, I went, what did you think of it? She went, it is the ick, but it was worth it.
Mm-hmm. Well, my neighbour.
Have they got them? What age are they?
Well, they're old. They're like 70.
Exactly.
But he's not only got a windscreen wiper, he's got a full car jacket. It goes round his wing mirrors and everything and down the front and his car's like all cosy.
What time does he get out of the house in the morning? 10 o'clock?
He doesn't get out of his house. But
his car's cosy.
He's one of those car guys. He's a car guy. Looks after
looking
it.
Looking after his car. Well, one-wheeler Ailey.
One peel of healing. Aye, she doesn't.
But she also said she put the screen wash in, so she was needing. Actually, when I did give it, she went,
yesterday.
I was needing it.
I done mine
so
yesterday.
She's got all
wash.
That. So, yes. So, windscreen wipers or protectors, even, get them.
Get
they
them.
Might be the ick, but they're worth it.
Look.
Why are you shaking? Because you had coffee?
Uh-huh.
No, because you've not had a breakfast.
I've not had my breakfast done. Just didn't do it.
I thought you were going to take one of those wee egg tart things.
No, I didn't. An egg tart. It's actually called an egg bite, but I'll give
it.
You
give me it, will you?
I didn't. I've not had breakfast. My morning routine is so effed up. I just can't seem to get into... I mean, I've obviously got a routine because it's unity, but it's always a stress in the morning. I hate the morning when the kids and that, and they don't want to get up and dress and they don't want to get out because it's dark. And
okay, so that brings us on to, we did ask a few people for what we wanted mm-hmm. to talk to. We asked everybody and we got about three people, but Heather Wright was there and she gave us about 10 questions to ask. So, you know, we can always rely on Heather to give us a whole thing. Yeah. Only joking, Heather. So one of them is, a few people have actually said, is motivation. Motivation's low just now.
It's very low, but you know, yeah, it is, but it's the dark nights and the dark mornings. And I can relate, maybe not in terms of motivation, but in terms of just trying to get ourselves into like a routine. Because for me, in the morning, obviously the two kids, I need to get up now to nursery and school, but they do not want to get dressed in the mornings, especially Macaulay. He is a pure homebird. He loves being at home and cozy and watching his telly. And he's now asking me for breakfast in bed. What is this? And obviously I do it because, like...
I used to make the girls pancakes, like, actually pancakes, not bought ones.
Fresh pancakes? I know. Oh, what Jesus, was that no, I'm not going there. Macaulay gets toasted cheese every morning. Toasted cheese in his bed. What am I doing? Again, creating a monster. Mm-hmm. But he just doesn't want to get out. And I mean, I don't blame him. It's blooming miserable. Yesterday in particular, because it was so wet and miserable. But I just feel like we're always rushing in the morning. And that sets me off as well. Like, because you're like, and then you're trying to get out the door for, like, 8:45. And it's always a stress in the morning for me right now.
And it will be for the next 13, 14, 15 years of your life.
But the actual science behind it is our oxytocin levels. And have I said that right? Oxytocin, yeah. And our serotonin levels. So obviously we need, naturally our bodies want light, like literally through our eyes. I nearly said rectum, but it's not. It's the retina. Better. The back of our eyes need our rectum does not need light. Talk about chocolate fingers and willies getting chopped off. Our rectum does not need to see the light, guys. Do not present your rectum to the light in the morning. But our eyes need the natural light in the morning. And then if you're waking up when it's dark and coming home when it's dark, it's the SAD syndrome that we've spoke about before. Seasonal affective disorder, that's what it stands for, doesn't it? It's legit a thing. Do you want to know the statistics behind it?
Go for it.
2 million people in the UK suffer from it, which is about 3% of the population. That's quite high for the UK. And it basically is it's a depression. It's an actual depression because your natural serotonin levels can take a dip if you're not getting the natural light, which can obviously have a direct effect on your mood. It's a thing.
I mean, people do get those lights and sleep with a light as well. So how do you just have to have a talk to yourself?
But there's a difference between winter blues and SAD syndrome. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I say, oh, I've got SAD syndrome. I don't have SAD syndrome. Probably winter blues is more of a thing, but people can so easily fall into the depressive thing that comes with the dark mornings, dark nights.
And then once you get into that, you just don't want to do anything.
No.
So it's a case of trying to push yourself, maybe not, I'm going to say, pull back with a few things so that you're not out. Because, you know, when we're talking about motivation probably to come to classes, the minute you get there, you chat to your friends and then you're like half an hour into it or whatever.
But this all falls hand in hand because you've got, like, you probably see it everywhere right now. Everyone's doing these cortisol detoxes. Have you seen this? And it's like, we're so bad for waking up in the morning and looking at your phone, aren't we? Like, everyone does it. Mm-hmm. Or being on your phone late at night. But that light that comes off your phone has a direct effect on your serotonin levels as well. So you get up in the morning and you look at your phone. I do it all the time. I do it all the time. So I'm like, quickly catch up, or I do a quick post on socials for business and stuff like that. And I need to not do it. But I do it because I'm like, right, the kids are still in their bed. Or they're on. Yeah, so quickly do it. And I know it's bad. But that falls hand in hand with the dark nights versus the summer nights. Because when you then look at your phone, you're getting that fake light, basically. But you can get apps on your phone that does the blue light as well, you know. But it literally instantly lowers your mood hormone, essentially.
Yeah.
And you just shouldn't do it. But like you said, the minute you come to class, so your social life changes when it comes to the winter, doesn't it? Because darker nights and all that, you're not going out a walk or a run or going to meet friends like you would in the summer. So you would go to beer gardens, be outside, the fresh air, the light, blah, blah, blah. You don't do that in the winter because it's dark. You don't want to go out. You want to go home and put your jammies on. Mm-hmm. But you just need to push through it, don't you? Yeah. Because like you said, you come to studio, you meet with your friends and you get that natural boost, which is that your oxytocin Is it? That's your... I think so. When you socialise with people, you get that natural boost of doing something with friends. And doing the same thing with friends is a natural mood booster. Mm-hmm. So we, me and you go to the gym. Like, for instance, me and you go to... What do we do on a Monday?
Glutes.
Mm-hmm. Glutes and abs. On a Monday, we're doing the same thing. We're socialising, we're chatting. You feel good after it.
Yeah.
So we've worked out. So we've naturally boosted our... Our like mood because from a workout we've socialized, so that's our second boost, mm-hmm. and we're in a gym environment.
Yeah,
that's your third boost. So my advice would be literally push through these winter blues, get yourself to a couple of classes. Mm-hmm. You don't, like you said, pull back a little bit
if that's going to help.
If you can push through on these dark mornings, dark nights, you're setting yourself up for January, aren't we?
Yeah. So that then leads us on to somebody who said about goal setting as well. So I always think with goal setting, you do small goals to have a end goal, mm-hmm. you know, a bigger goal. Mm-hmm. There's not much point in saying, say by the end of January, I want to run a 10K or by the end of whatever. Yep. So I would say even a goal setting would be, I'm going to do 2 or 3 classes this week, exactly. and I am not going to cancel, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it, or yeah. I'm not going to make other arrangements, even if it's 2 a week, and it just keeps you going.
I know. And by the way, everybody feels the same. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously everybody's got all different jobs, and everyone has a different week to everybody else. But when you come home from work at, say, 5 o'clock, we know you can't be bothered. Mm-hmm. We can't be bothered half the time going out the house and having to go and do it. But if you can sustain your mobility and your movement and all that sort of stuff through December, especially, honestly, you're setting yourself up for the best start next year.
Yeah, for January.
Than doing the...
It's still 4 weeks to go.
Yeah.
So let's do that as a goal setting. Every day, goal set.
Yeah.
2 classes a week.
Which falls nicely into actually my non-negotiables. So each week... I set aside, and it's non-negotiables and power hours. I like to have non-negotiables and power hours more so for like work thing, but you can have a power hour for anything in your life. You could decide my power hour is going to be writing down my goals this week and mm-hmm. have an hour and literally dedicate it to that. Non-negotiables as well is like, that's life changing. Mm-hmm. See, if on a Sunday night you plan your week and you decide, I'm going to set aside, I don't know, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
Why is that saying X, Y, and Z? Why would you not say 1, 2, 3?
X, Y, and Z.
I always say that.
I don't know.
Anyway, if you have your non-negotiables is on a Monday night, I do club or size. Or on a Tuesday, I'm going to go a walk on my lunch break. On a Thursday, I'm going to make sure I eat this amount of protein. And that's your non-negotiables for a week. It doesn't need to be huge. It can be small, but you have to stick with
it. It's achievable.
It is achievable. Stick with it. It honestly... can change your life being organized. Lol at me saying that, because I am not, but I do set that aside. I do have non-negotiables.
So Katie Scott had actually then said about, asked us about mental health and how to be kinder to yourself. Yeah. So would you say that would come under that?
Absolutely.
So
that's like personal goals, a personal to-do list.
Yeah.
Like, it's not
go get my nails done.
Yeah, the thing is, you write lists and you've got to-do lists and things that you have, targets and all that for work, don't you? Or like, you have to fill your car washer up, mm-hmm. or you have to put air in your tires, mm-hmm. like we just discussed, but you just don't do that for yourself, don't you not?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you never set, yeah. you just never set personal, like, you just don't do it. You just yeah. don't do it because you're just like, you put yourself last,
yeah.
and you shouldn't.
No. So we should all be kinder to ourselves. We should spend time looking after ourselves.
And that comes in all different forms.
Oh, absolutely. That doesn't mean going and absolutely killing yourself at a class. That's like go and meet a friend for a coffee.
Uh-huh.
Go and book in for see the massage. The nice massage, not the sports ones that I go for.
Take
go and
a bath.
Do that. Or go and get your nails done.
Yeah.
Take a bath.
Read a book.
Yeah, go and buy some nice bubble bath or a nice bath.
Set yourself some goals for the following week and stick to it, because see that sense of achievement, once you've stick to it, you get a natural boost from that. Because mm-hmm. you're like, oh, I've done it. There is not a better feeling than completing a to-do list, is there?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's great. It's brilliant.
I now, actually, this is my to-do list. You could see all my ticks.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. I am now a to-do list gal. I mean, I've got some that are not ticked, but that's okay. Because then that'll go on to the next to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you start ticking them off, it's just like, you just feel better.
Yeah. And I think I'm a written down person. It's mm-hmm. got to be written down so I can see it in my brain. I've always been like that, even though with menopause.
Yeah.
I'm a bit like, woohoo.
Write it.
And then the next thing, Fran actually asked one mm-hmm. about menopause and weight shifting.
Mm.
And how it's a lot harder, and I mean, it can also be quite...
like hard. That, literally.
Just when you're trying hard and it doesn't work. Yeah. What would I say to that? I would probably say what we've been talking about there, and don't think you have to come to so many classes. No. I would always say 2 or 3 classes a week, mm-hmm. and that has to be a mixture of weight and mm-hmm. also cardio. Mm-hmm. What I would need to say is you would need to get your steps in. It's amazing how many people mm-hmm. don't get their steps mm-hmm. in. But what I would need to say, and it's not the nicest, but start tracking your food. Mm-hmm. And that's when you get a big fright.
Because you know you get a what huge happens.
Fright with that.
I find this with the kids. So I will graze. Mm-hmm. So I'll make their dinner.
And you forget what you've eaten.
And I don't, so I'm bad for having my breakfast, as you know. But dinners, I'm like, because you're out at class and stuff, I wouldn't have my dinner before. Mm-hmm. And then see when I come in, half the time I can't be arsed. Mm-hmm. And then I'll maybe just pick it, whatever's left, or when I'm making theirs, I'll think, oh, I could just have a bit of that and a bit of that. Don't track any of it. But before you know, that all adds up massively.
You probably could have burned about 500-600, or not burned, eaten,
consumed.
500-600 calories and not knowing.
On picking. And that's all the time, like even coffees.
Yeah.
Teas, coffees, drinks throughout the day. Mm-hmm. It can be quite like, And if you're not into tracking, I mean, I go through phases. If I'm my head's in the game, I'll do it. Generally, I don't. But you can just use like your conscious mind of being like, is this a wise choice? Is it not?
But as we're sitting here just now and we put those chocolates mm-hmm. away, I mean, you could take 2 or 3 of those mm-hmm. chocolates and you'll be up 150 calories, if not maybe 200 calories on 3 sweets.
I know.
And you're saying, what's the
point?
That's
wild, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wild. And we're coming to that time
of
year.
Do you know where it becomes very evident of your calories? Doing the ski erg. Because when you say go and do 35 calories in the ski erg, you're like, holy moly, that's only 35 calories. Yeah. That's like probably, that's not even one chocolate.
No.
That's when it can get, I think a lot of people can get quite like, oh, that's not for me.
Yeah.
Because that can be quite like a hard thing. You can to then compare your calories and that can get you down. Yep. But you just have to make actively better choices.
Yeah.
When it comes to food.
With food as well, you don't think straight away of going to a really low level of calories at all.
No.
I think you go to a sort of decent amount of calories and do it correctly. Like, absolutely track everything. I know that's not great. A lot of people find that really hard and really zone in it and, mm-hmm. you know, it can ruin their life a wee bit. But I think you need to, especially, but I think in anything, but the older we get, the much harder it is to lose weight.
Fran is obviously not the only one.
But I also think she's looking well.
So do I. Uh-huh. Plus, see, if I know, Fran, sorry, you're getting picked on here. But if you compare the minute she walked into that gym and had never done a gym workout to the stuff she's doing now.
Yep.
She's doing box steps. Mm-hmm. She would never have done that at the start. She's lifting weights she would never have done at the start. So, and this goes out to everyone, like...
confidence.
Confidence is actually so much more attractive in a person than anything else. If you've got confidence coming into a gym setting or whatever, and you're able to do things like that, that's huge.
Yeah.
That is so much more than losing weight. And there isn't a quick fix unless you're taking a jab, which was on this morning.
I know, I never saw. And actually, I went to watch it on catch up, but they must be a day behind because I could find it up to Fridays, but I couldn't find Mondays.
Ah, okay. I mean, it was an interesting watch. The girl had actually done it correctly, so I'll let you watch it, and she's now weaned off of it. But there isn't a quick fix. And this all goes hand in hand in what we're discussing. Mm-hmm. Like, your natural hormones, you get boosted from doing a workout, being among friends doing a workout. Mm-hmm. Like, people that come to our gym, and somebody else had said to me, like, anxiety that comes with going to a gym, mm-hmm. which I like to think that we are not like that.
No.
We are kind of open, welcoming, and quite a lot of good friendships have come from our work and our studio, which I think is just, well, Friday night was a prime example. Mm-hmm. All these people wouldn't have been together if they hadn't
come along.
You know, do you know what I mean? And gym anxiety is a legit thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you and I, we were training for HYROX. Mm-hmm. Mind, we went to GG gym. We've done this for 10 years. We went one time and we were a bit like, oh my God, that's not for me.
You don't know where anything is.
You don't know where anything is. And all of a sudden you forget forget how to do a gym workout. Mm-hmm. And I used to go to the gym a lot pre-kids when I was doing a thing called CBFN, and I'd be absolutely fine. But that, like, overwhelming feeling of going into a massive gym setting with hundreds of people all doing their own workout, but I don't know, there is anxiety that comes with it. Do you not think? It's not for me.
No, it's not for me. I don't kind of like it.
The small settings that we've kind of created. It's like small group settings. And actually someone else had messaged to say, could they get a little one-to-one session just to learn about our equipment and all that? And I was like, absolutely, because then you can come in and use it when we have open gym with confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm here for that.
Yep.
But it's definitely a thing. Gym anxiety is definitely a thing. I think that's why we kind of really push on the come to class and workout, because you've got everyone you've got everyone doing the same thing as you, so you don't feel so much of a wally.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because everyone's doing it, everyone's in it together.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that literally all goes in hand to hand: food, confidence, and how you feel within yourself. That's another thing with the dark mornings, dark nights. You're not wanting a fruit salad, aren't you? Not for your breakfast.
No.
So that comes hand in hand. So you're not
eating habits change as well, don't
massively.
They?
Comfort food.
Slow cooker.
All that sort of stuff, which can be good because you're getting all your veggies in there. But if you're not eating like your berries and your fruit salads and your like your salad that you would have of a night, like a tuna salad, chicken seat, you're not wanting that at this time of year. So you're not then getting your whatever you need from that in the winter.
Yeah.
Which is, that can obviously have a direct effect on your consumption of that, but that's where supplements come in.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said at the start, get your D3, your magnesium, your lady tablets in you, and that'll
help you.
Absolutely help your mood.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know that's absolutely flown by this.
I know.
But it all has a ripple effect, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
So it all starts with
Right, my last one from you, or have you got a better joke this time? Put you on the spot again.
No, I don't. I don't.
Five. I don't have any.
But I've got a delivery. Sorry, my doorbell just went. I'll tell you one more thing.
Cool.
About anxiety and worry. In fact, I'll just ask you, like, what is a worry?
What do you worry about?
What is, no, not like, don't tell me one thing, but what actually is a worry? What literally is it? Why would you, what happens if you have a worry? It's like, it's a thought, isn't it?
Uh-huh, a thought.
So you literally have this thought that you've decided is a worry.
Mm-hmm.
So a worry is actually a thing that doesn't exist, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So like, let's use the gym as an example. You have this worry about coming to a new class, right? Mm-hmm. But you've not been to the new class yet.
I know, why are you worrying about it?
So you've created this scenario in your head that doesn't exist. And then you started to worry about it. So then you give it time and you give it energy. And so the worry grows bigger and bigger. And then what do? You're going to tell me about it, or tell Ailey, or tell a pal about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that pal goes, do you know what? You're right. You should be worried about that. And then your worry gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's a situation that's never happened. It's not a thing, because you've just created it in your head. And now what you've done is you've spread the worry. So now I'm worried about the worry. And I'm like, do you know what? Actually, yeah, I'm worried about the gym. I'm worried about going to the gym and lifting weights, because I can't remember what I do anymore because you've told me that. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh shit, she's right. So now I'm worried about it. And so everybody's now worried. We're all spreading the worry. And everybody's now got all this anxiety about this thing that didn't
actually
exist.
You worried about telling me, but this, you're getting quite worried about.
But that's what happens. My now body language, I'm now,
I know,
nobody can see me, I'm like, and everybody's worried about this worry that does not exist. You've created it in your head. It's not a thing, but you give it time and energy and it grows and it grows and it grows until it becomes like so overwhelming that now you've got anxiety because you start feeling it in your body, your heart flutters, you get your butterflies, you feel a bit sick over something your mind has created. How mad's that? So do you know what you do?
What?
See that worry? You're worried about that class. Why can't we just like change the way we think and go, okay, worry, I'll give you the time of day. Yes, X, Y, and Z, there we go again, could happen. Like, I could fall at class. I might not be able to lift those weights and I don't know what I'm doing, right? They are legit scenarios. But why don't we then go, but what if I don't fall? What if I can lift those weights? And what if I actually really enjoy what I'm doing? Why can't we just flip the mentality?
Our mind's a mess.
It is, isn't it? Because the minute you then go, you give it time and you talk back to it, because everyone's brains are the same. So give it time and talk back and go, okay, I hear you, but what if the best scenario comes out of it?
Instead of the worst, because we always think the worst.
Before you know, your anxiety has snowballed out of control and you feel, your body physically feels sick with it. How mad is that?
Mm.
Your brain can make your tummy feel physically sick. Stop it in its tracks and then think of the best outcome instead of the worst outcome. So
Okay, on that note.
Take that home with you, guys.
There you go, guys.
But seriously, try it. See you next time you've got a worry about something, whatever it is, I don't know. What have you got? Let's get put you on the spot. What's something that you could potentially worry about very soon?
Pantomiming lines
right,
and everything
right,
like
there
that.
You go, right. So you're worried you're going to forget your lines. You're worried for opening night and you're worried that, I don't know, you trip on stage. What if you don't forget one line? What if you don't trip on stage? And what if the panto's fucking amazing? What if that?
Well, it is. It's not a what if that is.
Well, there you go. Flip the mindset. And then what's the worst that can happen if you think the best outcome? Because everyone always automatically goes to the worst outcome.
Yeah.
Why?
A glass is half full rather than...
We Brits just like to spread depression, don't we?
Right. On that note, I'm going to have a...
What are you going for?
Well, of course.
I'm having an orange cream.
I know.
I might have a strawberry. There you go, 100 calories. But I'm having it. And I've also got a coffee, so there's about 300 calories.
And she's not had her breakfast.
I'm not having breakfast. I've definitely got the shake, so I'm... Oh.
Well, thank God I'm driving.
Physical shakes. Thank God she's driving.
Right, anyway, guys, thanks for listening. We will see you soon.
See you next week for Ep 5. Bye, guys. Love you all.